I'm really happy, I'm honored right now, to have with me here at the Reader House Author Roundtable, Michigan Senator Ken Horn. Ken, Senator, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Corey. It's great to be with you.
It's great to have you here. You got a new book out, and it's a touching one. It's called Letters to Heaven, The Story of a Grandfather's Love, Loss, and Rediscovered Faith. Ken, can you tell me what you've written about here?
Yeah, as the subtitle suggests, the book is about love and loss and rediscovered faith. It's about the love story between me and my granddaughter. I started writing letters to her when she was just born. The day she was born, I wrote a letter to her. And after she died, I kept writing letters. And those are the letters to heaven. And in the book, it takes you through our grief journey and ultimately my faith journey. It's the story about recovery, and I hope that it's enough to help people when they're able to read it.
Mm. What was that spark that was lit that made you want to sit down and get started on this book and then put it out there for the world?
Well, I had these letters, and I posted them on social media, and people were living my grief in real time on Facebook.
Mm.
And when they responded to it, when they saw me at the grocery store, they messaged me or they called me, they told me how much it helped them in the losses that they had. And so after the year first, I got done writing the letters and I'd stopped for a while and they said, you got to do something with those letters that you wrote. And I tried to write, and every time I opened up the Word program, I had to slam it back shut again because of the pain I felt.
Mm.
And then one day I was just laying in bed and I couldn't see her face anymore. And I couldn't hear her laugh, and I couldn't see her smile. And I just couldn't let that happen. So I just immersed myself in her, all the thousands of photos I took in the videos, and I reread the letters. And once I started explaining the letters, the book, kind of started taking shape.
When it comes to writing and publishing, Senator, is this the first time you've done it, or have you published before?
No, this is the first time, and it's a book that I prefer not to have had to write.
Mm.
But yeah, it's the first time I've ever done anything like this.
Oh, congratulations. What advice would you have to other people listening right now who have a story, they have things in their life to share with others, and they're thinking about writing a book? What advice would you have?
Well, I'm not, I'm so new at this. I'm not so sure I have any sage advice for, for new writers. But, for me, it was just a matter of sitting down and getting started. If it's worth anything at all, just, know yourself.
Mm.
I write best, I function best in the morning. It's when I can concentrate the most. Whenever I wrote, it would be in the morning with a cup of coffee. And once I started writing, I just wouldn't stop. It would just be an all-day thing. And so once you get going, don't stop. And it's just about something that you know about, or if it's something that, that you feel passionate about, then just start. And it'll come to you.
Would you say then that the readers who would get the most from your book are those who are dealing with grief, going through that process?
Yeah, and the thing is that, everybody has a loss of some sort, and sometimes it's not even a death in the family, not somebody you know. People lose their jobs, they get divorced, they just lose something in their lives, their spirituality, or so there's some loss in their life, and so this is about regaining that, a big part of it. The letters, I did a presentation to the Stevens Ministry here in my hometown of Frankenmuth, and there was about 200 people that attended. And I didn't realize until I was talking to them that one letter was a grief letter, one letter was a faith letter. They just showed up to me, but the words were just in my head and I put them down. It didn't take me more than 10 minutes to write one of the letters. It took me a long time to explain them, in the book. But the letters themselves were just there. And people were, people responded to them. So I think that people that read them, they get out of it what they need to. And the book was written for three purposes. One was not to forget my little girl. Two was once the words were in my head would explode if I didn't put it down on paper. So I just had to get it off my, off my chest and out of my heart. But the big reason was to help other people. And as long as I can accomplish that purpose, then the book has done everything it needs to do.
Well, I just know a lot of readers are going to be blessed by this book. I encourage those listening right now to give it a shot. The title is Letters to Heaven, The Story of a Grandfather's Love, Loss, and Rediscovered Faith. This is written by Ken Horn. It's published by Christian Faith Publishing. And of course, you can grab it up everywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iTunes, and local bookshops, too. Well, Senator, thank you again for joining me here at the show and opening up about your story, telling me about this book. I think it's really fantastic. And thanks again for your time.
Well, it was a great honor talking to you, and I hope readers, they do pick up the book. And once again, if it helps them, then by golly, the book's accomplished its purpose.